questions. So, there's a question on the master insert.
Yes. On the website, we noticed that the University of Twente is now offering something called master insert. And it could be that we have been dormant, but it is something new, according to us at the university. So, curious as we are, of course, we then thought, well, let's ask some questions about it to understand better what is it, what is the position within the university, what do we want to achieve with it, and why did we start this? Well, you have received the questions from us. In general, what is the positioning within the regular curricula? So what does it mean for students who enroll in it? Does it mean that their program will take longer? And why did we set this up? Is this very different from a minor? And if it is not, why didn't we just call it a minor? Could you maybe reflect on that?
Yeah, the program is, the master insert is different than the other minors or so, in the sense that this insert is open to students from all faculties. So in that sense, it is
master students.
Master students,
right? Minors, bachelors.
It wasn't the idea of the bachelor minors also that it is open to people from different programs and different faculties and not specific to one program?
Yeah, but this is not a bachelor program, this is a master program. But the other part of this is that indeed students will take longer to complete their study program. So it's an insert, it's an additional program, separate from the regular curriculum.
Okay. Now if we look at this, this is becoming part of the curriculum of the student taking it. How does it work with quality assurance? Under what sort of program does it fall? Is there a program director responsible for it? And then also, which body of the university actually does sort of master inserts? Is it something that the faculty council should approve, or the program committee that it falls under, or is it actually something that the university council should have something to say about when we start something new like this?
Yeah. We did receive your questions, but and there are also the correct answers, but to be honest, we have not gotten these answers in time to delegate them. They were not part of the original decision of the executive board. They have been worked out by the faculty, but I don't have them at this point yet. So my proposal would be that I give you the detailed answers of this in written form.
Okay, but you can imagine that there is a little bit of concern of us. These questions were not just thought up by the university council, but also the faculty that is running the master insert. The faculty council also had some concerns, and they were also informed, well, it is actually not your domain to say something about this. So we have started this by the 1st of September. There are students, I think, enrolled in it now. And nobody has actually looked at this, it looks like.
That is not the agreement, indeed, that that we had. The agreement was that this was something to be taken care of within the faculty. So if the faculty council has no say in this one, that is something disturbing indeed.
Well, yes. Let's say that the questions were asked to us. Have you asked questions about this, because we don't really get the answers that we are looking for? And that's why I'm now wondering, where does it actually sit? But it should be at the faculty level, so we can actually inform them.
Yeah, the faculty is the host
issues.
Of this program.
Okay.
Yes. Which is your faculty, right?
Which is why I'm also the spokesperson for this.
But this makes it very strange, of course.
Yes.
What is the foundation for offering this program to students?
Well, there is a foundation for offering this program, so that's a different question. You, University Council asked us questions about this program, derived from questions that were asked by the Faculty Council, and that, to our opinion, shouldn't be there at the level of the Faculty Council, because they should have been part of the decision-making process. So let's first dive into that and reconstruct the process and make sure that you all find your answers, both faculty council and
if they have
faculty.
Not been part in this decision-making process, can there be at all this kind of program?
Well, there obviously is. So let's go to reconstruct this process and make sure that everything is in place.
Is it not a ghost program?
Is it?
Is it not a ghost program? Because
no, it's not. There are real students in the program as well.
But can we actually commit, can we actually fulfill the promises we make these students? Because I think something is lacking.
I think those are additional questions that can be answered if we do proper reconstruction of the process and decision-making process.
I know there has been discussion within the Faculty Council, but I also understand from them that they don't get traction with their questions, and that's why they asked me to also pay attention to it. One thing that I do wonder about, though, is if we now implement something that extends the duration of the educational program, and effectively, therefore, we consciously make the choice that students are not going to finish within their nominal study duration. Doesn't that counter everything that we want to achieve within the university about study progress, students being on time, the agreement with the minister that we try to get as many students as possible to graduate within their nominal duration? And how does this affect the agreement that we have with the minister?
This program is, first of all, a pilot. So the decision that took place is we would like to experiment with a program like this that gives students space for reflection as a basic starting point for this part of the master program, and it is also based on questions from students, and this is exactly why we are going to experiment with this type of education to make sure that we this will not result in a conflict of interest with respect to the goals that we have as a university as a whole. At the same time, we also would like to give room for experiments which concern reflection that is asked for by students, and especially master students, which they cannot find in regular programs to the extent that they are interested in this type of reflection.
To add to that, I fully agree with the previous statements. To add to that, you can also sense in the ministry a changing of the course, in the sense that the ministry is changing from study success to student success. And I think this is something that we've also always already encouraged. We would like to have student success. I mean, it's also related to the activism. It's something that we have encouraged all along, and this pilot helps us to diversify these activities.
I completely agree that this is a good development. For me, myself, I feel that students who only have 2 years for their master don't get the time to really think about what they're doing. So from that perspective, I think it's a really good idea. It's more, are we not setting ourselves up for problems in the future by doing this? But apparently the ministry is also re-evaluating those things.
Well, studying on a nominal time scheme is something that should be advocated in general, also because it has to do with the general also well-being of students in society. Students evolve, they learn, but we learn throughout the course of our lifetime. And the thing is that students do not stop learning once they graduate. Everyone keeps on learning, and this is another way of mixing the regular curriculum and the different pilots.
Well, one consideration of the course would be that you often offer a master insert post-graduation. You can stay on for a reflection module, and then you take it out of the curricular part and say, no, this is something that you choose to do. And that actually brings me to the last question about the finances, because if it is part of the regular curriculum, it would be a financed master content that we get subsidies from the ministry from. But if we say it is actually an addition to the program that is not part of the core curriculum, does that mean that it goes through another financing and therefore a different level of tuition for the students? And if not, what does it mean for non-EU students? How are they treated in these things?
Yes.
So what does it mean financially?
It does mean something financially to the students as well. So they have to financially contribute to be part of this program. I do not have the facts present to which extent and what the exact amount is. And for developing this program, actually facilitating this experiment. We also made available some central strategic budget, which is, I think, 54K for 3 years. So that's a relatively small amount, just to facilitate the experiment. That's what we're doing right now.
So.
So the experiment runs for 3 years, and after 3 years you will evaluate to see,
yes,
whether this is something
that's
going to be part of the regular offerings of the university.
As part of our decision making, yes.
And get some more detailed answers in the next cycle. No? I'm sorry.
I just have one remark and something I'm pretty sure that the board is already considering, but I would still like to reinstate it. From what I hear, the primary reason or the primary cause of having this master insert was to provide time for students to have a reflection. I understand that we're now thinking of creating a separate thing apart from our regular program, regular curriculum, to provide time for this reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Why not within the regular program? Shouldn't our focus in leadership in 2030 be that we create this time for reflection within our program and not create a separate part and forcing a delay for international students? It's a delay.
Yes, but at the same time, I think this is exactly what we also can learn from this experiment. If we can find out what is actually what actually is the effect of this additional program, we also learn how we can implement this in our regular program. So we can also learn from that. You're absolutely right. This is one of the important subjects in Shaping 2030, and we also discussed that. To my opinion, there also need to be some additional programs or activities that students can participate in to make sure that they can get to the deepening of the learning objects they have themselves, which do not necessarily have to be part of the regular programs.
Yes, I do agree with you. I'm just trying to refocus on the fact that the only solution that we see for more reflection shouldn't be an addition program, but rather also look within our program.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I try to figure out who's responsible for this program. I think it's not restricted to the ET students only.
No, correct.
Only it's organized by ET. So
correct.
That's where the responsibility in the first place is. But it's a kind of activity for the university. So
yes.
Then I think it should be decided upon by the university, though the work is done by the ET organization. The design lab is included in the budget of AB, which is the main facility for this program, I think. There is a really strange and vague construction, and also financially I think there are problems here. So we have to get into this and see how things are organized and financially backed up.
I think we will try to provide you correct information on this one, but let's also not exaggerate that it's a pilot. It's 3 years. This year we have 6 students in it. But it's an important development, experimenting with the concepts of Shaping 2030. I think that this is the importance.
Yeah, sometimes managers think that if you do a pilot, everything is allowed and you don't need participation anymore. But that's not the reality. We should discuss this kind of pilots as well.
I think we made quite clear that we value the role of participating bodies in this process. This is essential for any program, including pilots.
Okay. Then I would like to close this written question and go to